You guys, how important is sleep temperature? It's everything to me. And this is where Chili Pad by Sleep Me comes in. Its mission is to elevate the quality of human life through cool sleep. The Chili Pad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Chili Pad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees. It's designed for one or two sleepers. So if your partner likes to sleep at a different temperature, or you only need it for one side of the bed, it still works. I just put this on top of my existing mattress and voila. So whether you're dealing with night sweats or simply seeking a better night's rest, Chili Pad is here to transform your existing mattress into a sanctuary of cool, relief, and comfort. Visit www.sleep.me/FTL to get your Chili Pad and save up to $315 with code FTL. This offer is exclusively available for the Love listeners. Only for a limited time. So order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with your sleep trial. So visit www.sleep.me/FTL because every woman deserves to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day ahead.
This episode of For the Love with Jen Hatmaker is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, difficult, even scary life things, and also small inconveniences that add up day after day. The thing is, when we keep them all bottled up on the inside and just try to grin and bear it, it can start to affect us and the people around us negatively. We may even isolate ourselves, which makes it even worse. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. This was the case for me when I was at the highest stress level in my life, where the stress was even having physical consequences for me. Therapy was a huge part of my healing journey to learn how to manage the stress. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fortheLove today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fortheLove.
Hi, everybody. My name is Remy. Welcome to the For the Love podcast with your host, Jen Hatmaker, my mom. She writes books and speaks to crowds, but she mostly loves talking to amazing people on this podcast every week. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the show.
Guys, we're taking the For the Love podcast on the road. Yes. All the incredible guests and interesting topics that you love on the For the Love podcast will now be part of a live podcast event in a city near you. Woo! And of course, I will be your host and interviewer for the evening. We're going to have different, absolutely top-notch guests in every city. And we'll be taking questions from the audience as well. You do not want to miss this super fun event, which includes my interview with a tip-top author or artist or celebrity that you know and love, guaranteed, and a special message from yours truly to wrap up the night. So to find out about tickets or find out about our VIP ticket experience, fancy, just go to jenhatmaker.com and click the speaking button at the top of the page, and it will take you to all the dates and the guests so you can purchase your tickets for you, for your friends, for everyone that you love. Be sure to visit jenhatmaker.com to get your tickets to the live podcast tour sponsored by BetterHelp. Get them today. See you there. Hey guys, Jen Hatmaker is here, your host of the For the Love podcast. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the fun elementary episode of the Back to School series. I'm loving the series. Okay, get ready to be delighted because today's guest is Ryan Hickman. So Ryan is an elementary school student. He lives in Orange County, California, And he's the president of Ryan's Recycling Company, which he started when he was, wait for it, 3 years old. Like, I'm not making that up, guys. He was 3 and a half. So today, Ryan has customers all over Orange County, and he spends part of every single week sorting through cans and bottles from his customers and getting them ready to take the recycle center. And wait till you hear him. He has this passion for recycling and helping animals and the environment that is infectious. Like, you are going to fall in love. I'm not the only one who has and who thinks so. Ryan's story has inspired millions of people. He was on Ellen. He won the CNN Young Wonder Award in 2017. He has met the coolest people, which we'll talk about. And he is showing no signs of slowing up. I am just delighted to have such an outstanding kid on the show. And so we're going to talk about ordinary elementary stuff too. Like, we're going to kind of get into the weeds of elementary school, just like we've done for middle and high school and college. And then we're going to funnel into Ryan's very specific gifts and his young entrepreneurial environmental heart. It's so exciting to hear. It's just going to put a lot of hope in your heart. And you're going to be like, you know what? The kids are okay. Look at this generation coming up. They're going to wow us, you guys. I'm telling you, they're going to wow us. I am thrilled that Ryan is representing the elementary crew for us. Such an extraordinary kid, doing extraordinary things. You are going to love him. So I'm so pleased to share my adorable conversation with elementary school kid and recycling extraordinaire, Ryan Hickman. Well, Ryan, I am super honored to have you on the For the Love podcast. Thanks for saying yes.
Welcome.
Yes, we are lucky. We're the lucky ones to have you today. So let me start here. I've told my listeners a little bit about you, but I'd like to hear it from you. Can you tell us a little bit about you? What grade are you in? What school are you at? Where do you live? What's your favorite subject in school?
Well, I'm in fifth grade. My school is Ambule Elementary School. I live in San Juan Capistrano, and my favorite subject is probably math, but right now in fifth grade, it's really cool because we get to code robots, and we get to like bring our iPads to school, and we get to code it on them.
How do you know how to do that? You're learning?
I don't know. I just found out.
Well, that's exciting. You get to just kind of create your own robot? You get to like put your creative ideas onto it?
No, it's like the robot comes like it is in a box. Like,
I see.
My teacher, she just found one in the cabinet, I guess, and she's trying to do an update on it. But like, so like the robot's there and you could like put on attachments. There's like this keyboard thing, an xylophone that it could play.
Okay.
There's certain attachments you could hook onto it, grabbers. It's cool.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's super cool. Oh, you're going to love that.
Right now, we're just playing around with it.
Well, you know what? Forget math when you can do robots, right?
Yeah, I know.
Totally. So let me ask you this question, Ryan. If I asked either your mom or dad or your friends to describe you, what do you think they'd say about you? What would they say? Ryan's like this.
I think they would say that I'm a good friend. Like, as my friends, I think they would say that I'm a good friend. What I'm doing is great. And my parents will probably say that I'm a good kid. They love what I'm doing and they want to support me.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they would say. That's nice. If that's what people ever said about me, I'd be really happy about that. Let me ask you this, because you really just started school, didn't you? What have you liked most about going back to school? What's cool about fifth grade that maybe you didn't get to experience in fourth?
The thing that I was most looking forward to is probably seeing my best friend, Parker. He moved to Spain for 3 years for his dad's work, and he came back this summer, and I finally got to see him in school.
Oh, that's awesome. Does he go to your school?
Yeah. Oh, he's in my class.
That's so nice. Plus, you and Parker are the oldest kids in school, right? You're in the top grade in elementary, right?
Yep.
Feels kind of cool to be the oldest one in school. Mm-hmm. There's some responsibility to it. All the other kids in school are looking up to you. I remember thinking I was pretty hot stuff. When I was your age, did you get to do everything you wanted to over the summer? What'd you do this summer that was great? What was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing this summer, my mom and dad have to work. So I go to my grandma's and she has lots of fun neighbors. She has like five neighbors I could play with. And like one's out of town, I could go to the other. And that I was looking, or I was hoping to do this summer, was go to Hawaii, but I didn't.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year or join school year for work. But I hope I do.
Oh, I hope you do too. I've been to Hawaii one time and it is amazing. And I'm telling you right now that you would love it. You're so lucky to have your grandma too. That is so great that that's where you get to go in the summer. That's fantastic.
And every Tuesday she picks me up from school. Like it's early out on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
We get into school at the same time. It's just we get out at 12:50 instead of 2:05.
Oh, nice.
And since my parents still have to work, my grandma picks me up. And when my mom's off of work, she comes home. We eat dinner. Then my grandma and grandpa hangs out till about 7-ish. Then they leave.
Well, I'm telling you, if I was you, Tuesdays would be my favorite day. That's for darn sure.
And I'll have extra time to do my homework with them.
Yes, it's true. Because sometimes by the time you get home from school and have your snack and do all that, and then you do your homework and dinner, the day's gone, right? Mm-hmm. Days go fast.
Yeah, like usually I have to go to my dad's office, but on Tuesdays, all I have to do is just go home, have a quick snack for about 10 minutes, and then do my homework. And in between, like every two assignments, I get like a 5-minute break.
I love that. That's what I want to do with my work.
Like today, since it's Wednesday, today's our trash day, and I usually do on my breaks, like take out the trash cans, get the mail, that type of things.
We're about to start talking about that. Let me ask you this question first, though. So you're in fifth grade. You've been in elementary school now for several years. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's anything that you find tricky or challenging, maybe even a little bit difficult, either in school right now or maybe just in your age period. Mm-hmm. Is anything hard for you right now?
In school, probably math, because it's just really hard. Fractions, like you're adding different fractions, like 1/4 plus 3/8 or something. It's hard.
Yes,
it's
I write words. I don't like numbers.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you have to estimate 5 and 6/8, but you need to know the whole number for 5 and 2/6.
Ugh.
But like, what?
Ugh. I'm with you on this. How is it going in school right now with like friends? How do you feel like kids are treating each other right now?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. All my friends are treating me good. I think everybody's treating each other good.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that that's your experience too. I wonder what do you think parents should know about what it's like to be a kid today? Like if you just remember right now, you got a lot of parents listening to you. So if you could tell them something like, this is something I kind of wish you knew, or I wish you understood, or it'd be helpful if parents could keep this in mind as we sort of raise and parent you guys.
Well, since I'm a kid, if all you guys, parents, will be a kid, all the kids now are kind of smarter because of the internet, it helps them get more smarter because. And also kids are more helpful by cleaning up the planet because when they're young and they get engaged with it earlier, it's become a habit.
You know what? You're making a great point, and that's the place I want to turn into right now because you are a pretty awesome kid and you're doing some pretty extraordinary things. So you're doing something that you say is not exactly a sport to other kids, but it is to you because you have your own recycling business, which is the coolest thing I have ever heard. Let's talk about the beginning of this. How did you even get started into recycling?
Well, my dad took me to the local recycling center for the first time with a couple white bags. And if you have heard, We Planet has closed down all through California, and We Planet's a recycling center, and that's where I would take all my cans to. That was the recycling center. And since they closed, we're now going to OC Recycling in Santa Ana, California. So, like, when We Planet was still open, we would be taking our bags there, and it was, like, two small white kitchen bags, and they gave me about $5 for it, and I just loved it, and I wanted to keep doing it and doing it. And then the next day, I couldn't say business then, so I said business. And when my dad got home, he talked to my mom, like, were you and him planning this? He's like, no. Or my mom's like, no, I thought you and him did this.
Yeah.
He's like, no. So it was all me.
It was all you. You were just meant to do this. This was just going to be your path. So I'm curious why you love recycling so much. Like, why has this captured your loyalty and your imagination and your enthusiasm?
Well, I just like recycling because I really think it's really fun. Some kids may not think it's fun. Some kids may think it's boring, but to me, I think it's fun. I don't like sports.
Okay.
Kids may like sports. Like, I like recycling, but kids may not like recycling.
It's yeah.
like the opposite and stuff.
Uh-huh. This
it's
is your
really
thing.
Fun. It's very easy. It's very easy.
Okay.
Anybody out there? I started when I was 3 and a half and now I'm 10. So if a 10-year-old kid like me could do it, anybody could do it. It's super easy.
Guys, how many times a day do you think to yourself, couldn't just one thing be easy? Just one. So when you're spinning plates and trying to solve all the problems, honestly, the last thing you want to do is thinking about your bra, right? It just is. So if your bra is a problem, I have found you an easy fix. You've heard me talk about this amazing sponsor that we work with, Third Love. So Third Love is awesome because seriously, in 60 seconds, I can go online, take their Fit Finder quiz, and they will match me with a bra that works for me and is really and sincerely and genuinely comfortable. So virtually anyone can find their own perfect fit here. Third Love honors, by the way, their perfect fit promise. You have 60 days to wear your new bra, wash it, put it to the absolute test, and if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need, which is awesome. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/forthelove now to find your perfect fitting bra and you'll get 15% off your first purchase. Easy. thirdlove.com/forthelove for 15% off today. Okay, guys, back to our show. Tell us how your company works. Like, how does your company work? What kinds of things do you recycle?
Well, the things that I recycle are cans, bottles, glass, and wine bottles. If you guys see me on the Ellen show, from the poet that I told Ellen that my mom drinks a lot of wine. That's right.
You told
on
her.
And that's why I recycle wine bottles.
That's amazing. Hey, another thing that you're good at is selling t-shirts. And then even past that, there's a really special place where you donate that t-shirt money, right? Can you tell us about that?
I would be wearing my shirt, but I'm wearing a different shirt. But so if it was, I would be like doing this, but all the money for my t-shirts will go to the Marine Center, Pacific Marine Mammal Center, for short, PMMC.
Tell me about that.
And I donate all my money there, and it's like a sea lion place or seals. Mm-hmm. They rescue them if they're sick or injured. And like, if I donate money and it goes towards fish, it will be $1 per 1 pound of fish. But they also use the money for fish, Pedialyte medicine, Dawn dish soap, towels, washing, like detergent, that type of things to like wash towels, clean bowls that they eat fish out of.
How'd you get connected to that? Why do you care about that?
Well, when we started getting shirts, it was kind of just for us and our friends and people that we know, but like the people all over the world, like India, Russia, Australia, Africa, started ordering shirts. It's like, can I have one of those shirts?
We're
like,
yeah.
Okay. So we put it up on my website. I don't know if I had my website then because it was a long time ago.
Okay.
But I probably did. I may have did not, but still, if so, we may have created it, then put it on it.
Okay.
And people all over the world just start finding out about it.
Wow.
And then they would start buying shirts. Then we're like, where should we put all this money?
Yeah.
And then my dad and mom were thinking about it. I'm like, how about the Marine Center? Because we visited there and I liked the animal sale. And my favorite animal that they had before was a northern fur seal named Heartbreaker.
A heartbreaker. Oh my gosh.
I even got to release her.
Back
into the ocean.
Really? Wow. What an experience. That is amazing.
It's like 2 years, they're really surprised, but they're down here. They don't get them that often. They should be up north, maybe Northern California, Oregon, Washington, somewhere up
okay.
there.
Okay. Okay. I'm really proud of you for donating your money to that place. What a great cause. I really like the kinds of things you care about. Now, you mentioned her a minute ago. You have met some pretty cool people doing Ryan's Recycling. You are having some fun, kid. Can you tell us about a few of the really neat people you've met?
Well, some of them are like Anderson Cooper, Will Ferrell, Ellen.
What was it like being on the Ellen show?
It was actually pretty fun. Cool.
Was it?
It was a birthday show, and like backstage, after the show, we went back to our dressing room, and there was this humongous slice of cake as big as my head.
What? That's amazing. That's great. How was Will Ferrell? Pretty cool?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maria Menounos I met.
Uh-huh. Nice. You're so lucky, man. So let me ask you this. How much have you recycled since you started? Do you know that?
How many bottles and cans?
Yeah.
I've recycled about 620,000 cans of bottles.
Wow.
I hope by the time I'm 12, I've recycled 1 million, but I'm hoping it's even earlier, 11. Possibly, if possible, by the time I'm almost 11 and I'm 10, because right now I'm still 10. My birthday was July 7th. So
okay. You're just 10, just 10. And you're already those numbers. I believe in you to hit 1 million for sure. And you've made quite a bit of money so far, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you're donating it. This is just all the greatest story. Do you know a question that's hard to answer honestly sometimes? It's that question, like, how are you, right? How many times have you thought you don't want the raw answer to that? I promise you, been there. Absolutely had moments where I needed someone to listen to my real and true and raw answers. So good counseling can do that. I'm such a believer. And one of my favorite partners in counseling is a fabulous service called BetterHelp. BetterHelp can connect you to a licensed therapist or counselor online so you can get help whenever and wherever you need it. You can talk to your counselor on your computer or phone anywhere in the world about once a week. It is a wonderful, pressure-free, convenient way to get some outside perspective and see your life through a different lens. BetterHelp is a truly affordable way to find the help that you need today. I believe in them so much. And so they are giving my listeners 10% off their first month with the code FORTHELOVE. So here's what you do. Go to betterhelp.com/fortheLove and then use the code FORTHELOVE and get started today. Okay, back to our show. So let me ask you this, because now you've been doing this, of course, for 7 years at this point. You know a lot. You are an expert in this space. So if somebody's listening right now, and they wanted to start recycling, but maybe they don't know how or they've never done it. Can you give them a few tips on what they should do maybe to get started?
Well, to get started, it's really easy. All you have to do is maybe if you see a can or bottle on the ground, just pick it up, make sure it gets recycled. Or just when you drink a soda can or a water bottle, make sure you recycle it, put it in your recycling bin, or if you want, you can take it to your local recycling center like I do.
So tell me more. How does this work with your customers? What do you do?
My dad put this thing up on my website, like if somebody would like to have me pick up cans, mm-hmm. my customers will email him mm-hmm. or text him and say like, oh, hi, I have 4 bags of plastic bottles and 1 bag of cans or something.
Okay.
Well, Ryan, and I live in Aliso Viejo. Mm-hmm. Can you come and pick it up?
Got it.
We're like, sure. Is Saturday at 10 a.m. good?
Okay.
Sure, that'll be fine with me. Okay. And, like, everybody calls during the week. And,
yep.
Like, probably maybe a person or two called today. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Okay. But,
like, we will go on Saturday or Sunday.
And just make your rounds.
Bring it to our house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And sort it. And whenever we have enough, we will load up in our truck, drive to Santa Ana, California, and then recycle it.
Got it. And do you sort it all out? Is that part of your job? Or do you have to do that?
Well, it is kind of part of my job because the recycling center needs sorted to know what type of materials it is.
Got it.
The customers don't have to sort it because we can do it all at our house. And, like, we sort it from can or CACRV plastic, which stands for California Cash Refund Value, and non-CACRV plastic, CACRV glass, and non-CACRV glass. Like,
got it.
Like the water bottles, that's CACRV.
Okay. Okay.
And like milk jugs and that is non-CACRV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with glass. Like wine bottles is non-CRV and like beer bottles.
Yep.
And Starbucks drink bottles, like mocha drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That is CRV.
Okay, gosh, you've learned a lot about this.
I think my dad or something told me that, or like the person at the recycling center that we take our cans to, I think I heard her talking to my dad saying that California may put a refund value on wine bottles.
Really?
And like vodka bottles and stuff.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, your company's just going to grow. How many customers do you think you have?
I think I have about 300 customers.
Wow.
I like to say.
That's a lot. You're going to have to get a bigger truck. You got to get a driver's license is what you need to get.
I know. Actually, yeah. I could already drive. I could drive my mini car.
That's true. Okay, so let me ask you a handful of questions to help us, like, old parents figure out kind of what it's like to be a kid today. I asked the other kids in this interview series these questions. So, right now, what do you like to watch? What are you into?
Like, for TV, I like watching the Henry Danger Show, SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do like watching a lot of YouTube. And my favorite YouTube channel is probably Stephen Scherer.
I know about that. I know about that for my kids. That is super, super popular. It's interesting how much your age group watches YouTube. You almost watch it like TV, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really watch TV. That's mostly my TV, YouTube.
Yep, it's true, everybody.
So
YouTube's the new TV.
If I could be watching her TV, I could be watching mine.
Yep, exactly. But what's your other YouTube channels that you like?
That's
your
it.
Main one? Okay. Do you listen to music?
No, not really. I don't really listen to music.
Not
and
a
my
music
dad
guy.
Puts it on the car. I listen to it, but it's not like I would like to play a song.
Okay, got it. You just rather listen to nothing. Okay. What right now in fifth grade, what's your favorite thing to do with your friends?
My favorite thing to do with my friends is probably hang out, have play dates after school with them. And like on birthdays, I have sleepovers with them. And I still need to have a sleepover because one of my friends that I was going to have it with, he was in Idaho. But then when he got back, I was in Alaska, New York City, and we're still trying to plan it out.
Uh-huh. Well, it's never too late for a cool birthday sleepover. Do you do like my kids do and stay up till the middle of the night?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Mostly till about 10 or 11.
Okay. That's not so bad.
I don't know. I never keep track.
That's not so bad. Do you like to read?
Sometimes if it's a good book.
You have any books that you love? Do you have a favorite book?
Die of a Wimpy Kid.
Sure.
And a book called Dog Man.
Oh, yeah. Know about that, too. Those are great.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dog Man a series or is that just one book?
It's a series.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look that one up. Okay. How about this? What's your favorite game to play?
Your favorite game to play?
It could be like a board game. It could be a video game. It could be an outdoor game. Whatever you want. Whatever game you like.
I don't really play video games at all.
Okay. Okay.
So I would probably say like a board game or a card game, which...
Oh,
it
yeah.
is the card game War. Have you heard of that?
Have I heard of it? I'm good at it.
Me too.
Yeah, I but wish I could play
luck.
You.
It's mostly luck.
That's sometimes true, but also I just feel like I'm good at it. I just feel like I could probably beat you at War.
My daughter, Remy,
is it? I don't know. I'm pretty good at it, too.
Are you? Well, I'm just saying, you haven't seen me play. My daughter, Remy, loves cards, too. And so we play a lot of card games. And so I've had to get good because she's so good that none of us can beat her. And so now I'm really competitive about card games. Hey guys, this is Jen. Quick pause because I'm super excited to talk about one of our sponsors that's actually been brought up multiple times in this podcast, probably most notably in one of our most thought-provoking episodes with my friend Lisa Sharon Harper. You might remember she actually found out so many amazing things about her lineage, which she then used that information to further her activism work. It was a fascinating conversation, and I kind of caught the bug. I'm especially thrilled because I literally just got my own results back from Ancestry.com, and it's pretty fascinating to see where you come from. I'll be honest with you. I had almost no idea about my heritage. As it turns out, I am 90% British. And if you think that I am now going to start walking around with a British accent, you are absolutely correct. Cheerio. Here is what else is cool about Ancestry. It's just a wealth of information they give you about your family tree. And this geographic detail about your ancestors' journeys over time. And they've combined DNA results with over 100 million family trees, just to give you even more insight into your genealogy and all of your origins. So Ancestry wants to help our listeners find out more about their family trees. So super simple. Go to ancestry.com/For the love, and you'll get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's pretty awesome. So it's ancestry.com/for the love for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. You are not going to be sorry, you guys. All right, back to our show. The last little bit I'm going to ask you, because you've had a long day. You've been at school all day. Heck, you probably haven't had a snack yet. So
Yeah, I have.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. So you mentioned math earlier, and you definitely mentioned the cool robot project. Is there anything else really cool that you like in school right now that feels interesting to you, or you're learning about it and it feels fascinating, you want to know more?
That's about it.
That's it. Math and robots, that's enough for me too.
Just learning how to code robots in a cool way, like doing challenges, racing against other robots, that type of thing. Yeah.
That's useful. You know, that's the future, is knowing how to code and knowing all that stuff. So that's a good skill for you. Okay, let me ask you this. You can be honest. Your teachers probably aren't listening. What subject do you think is boring?
Boring subject is probably the language arts or social studies.
Oh, those are my two favorites. Darn it. Do you have to do a lot of writing yet? Are you writing a lot
in
fifth grade?
Yeah. We have to write every day.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, now here's the very last question I'm going to ask you. You have done amazing on this interview, by the way. You're used to it, obviously. You've been on the Ellen Show. Now, this is kind of a weird question, so you can answer it however you want. And this basically just means... What is just awesome for you right now? Because the question we ask all of our guests is, what is saving your life right now? So if you had to look around your world and go, ugh, this one thing is the greatest thing I have going on, what would you say?
Probably having my electric scooter for my birthday, or having a hoverboard from Christmas, or just having my friend Wyatt around to play with.
Those sound like the three perfect things. We had got my son a hoverboard. Did your parents try it?
My dad did.
How'd he do? Because we fell off. Like all the way down. It's harder than it looks. We fell off.
It's easy for me. And I got it for Christmas, but
that's pretty cool.
Electric scooter for my birthday.
That's perfect. You and Wyatt can just tear up the streets. Well, Ryan, I got to tell you that I am really happy to have met you. And I'm really proud of you for caring so much about the earth and about recycling, because it matters. That's a really big deal. And I feel like a lot of us who are older than you haven't cared enough. And so thank goodness there are kids like you coming up behind us who are taking this seriously and teaching the rest of us to take this seriously. I'm really proud of you. And We're going to put your website up on my website, and because I have a feeling we're going to sell some shirts for you. So I hope you have enough, because my people are probably going to want them. I want to thank you for coming on the For the Love podcast today. Appreciate you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Isn't he the greatest? What a kid. What a great kid. Proud of him. Love it. I just have so much hope for this next generation, you guys. I find them energizing and excited and passionate, and they're paying attention. Isn't it just encouraging to hear? Ryan's not alone. This is my experience of his age group, and I just have so much hope. I'm so grateful to Ryan for coming on the show and getting to meet all of us. Guys, we have one more week in the Back to School series, and it is a good one. Next week, we are talking to the 2017 and the 2018 National Teachers of the Year. They are two phenomenal women. I mean, you are just going to have your hair blown back by these two. And so I was so honored that they came on the show. So cannot wait to introduce you to them. You're going to love it as we wrap this series up. Guys, thanks for subscribing and rating and reviewing this podcast. That is so great for all podcasts, and then specifically for mine. Thank you for doing that. And we're so grateful every single time you share an episode. We see that, you guys. We see it, and it means so much to us. And we are so happy to ever put content in front of you that you are glad to share with your friends or your family, your kids, your neighbors, your church. Yay. Podcasts are no joke, you guys. It is a lot of heavy lifting to get this into your ears every single week, and we are glad to do it. It's our joy. So on behalf of my producer, Laura, and her whole staff and team, and then my assistant, Amanda, who does all the work over on the transcript page, which is at jenhatmaker.com. If you've never used that, please go use it. We've got the entire transcript written out, plus everything we spoke about will be linked over there, every single thing, all of our guests' information and all of their social follows, and then bonus material. We've always got extra pictures and extra stuff. So that's at jenhatmaker.com underneath the podcast tab. So be sure to use that resource, which Amanda puts together for you every single week of her life. Okay, you guys, we will see you next week. Have a good one.
That's it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed this chat. Be sure to subscribe to my mom's podcast and give it a thumbs up rating if you like it. From the whole Hatmaker family, I hope you have a great week and see you next time.